Barsha, good job tonight. Congratulations. Once again, just tell me now, how does it feel?
You know, it feels amazing to win my first Supercross race in front of, you know, 50,000 people here in Canada. So, I mean, I'm just so ecstatic right now. You know, just,
Did you know it was your day early on? I mean, you feel it or no?
No, you wouldn't even believe my day. It started out so crummy, you know. Practice, I got T-boned once by some rider, got hit by another rider. You know, my day was going really bad. And, you know, I talked to some people, and they gave me some really great advice, and, you know, it kind of just straightened me out a lot. And, you know, all in all, it was obviously a great night, but it was a rough start. And I worked through the good and bad, and it came out on top.
Talk about that one section over there that you were you were jumping over it. Did you kind of have it in your back pocket the whole time?
You know, heat race, I busted it out. I was like, wow, I can jump across this thing. So it's kind of like a MX reflex kind of deal. Mm-hmm. I'm playing video games, but you know, it was actually gave me a lot of momentum going into that next section, and I was pulling a massive lead.
Yeah, it was like that boxcar track.
It was, definitely. You know, that was a great line for me all night. And actually, it almost cost me the race. I cased it a little and popped off the side of the track. So.
And then Lappers got in the way, huh?
Lappers were scary. Yeah, I cannot tell you, man. They were, you know, it was a tight track, and I don't think they knew I was really behind them. But, they gave me a couple scares.
Quite a massive blue flag in front of them a few times.
Yeah, I know. It's all good,
it's
though.
It's tough, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Talk about last week in Daytona for you. Probably didn't go the way you wanted to. I thought that track would be perfect for you because you were jumping out of that pit in the morning and everything was good, but it's kind of an improvisational track.
You know, I think it was a very good track for me and stuff like that, but, you know, I definitely got a bad start. You know, obviously everyone's seen tonight, starts mean everything, and that hole shot, spike hole shot, means a lot. And, you know, at Daytona I got stuck behind a lot of guys, so it was tough, but... You know, all in all, I think Daytona went okay. It wasn't the best compared to, you know, out here in Canada.
Being Canadian, it's cool. You're always going to remember Canada.
Yeah,
but anyways,
definitely.
Talk about your season so far. I mean, you're a little under the gun for some of the things you've done, you know, but some guys aren't pumped. But some, you know, you kind of only know how to ride one way. Has it been stressful? Because you're in your mind, you're saying, I got to back it down, but yet you don't want to lose what makes you you.
Yeah, you know, definitely. I think tonight I backed it down a notch, smoothed it out on this hard. I can't ride hard pack. I suck at hardback, but you know what? We've been leaving MTF as hard as it can get, and I'm becoming a all-terrain rider, I guess you could call it. So, you know, I wouldn't even call myself a rookie anymore. I'm learning so much from outdoors, Supercross, and everyone at MTF, and, you know, just doing great.
But is it in your mind to bag it down a little bit?
Yeah, you know.
Because you and Sipes got into it today.
Oh, everybody. Everyone. Yeah, I got into it with everyone today.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of makes me want to... No, go out there and win.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
These guys keep hitting me, pushing me around. They're just making me want to win even more. So it's great.
So they could be in trouble here for a beat down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.